Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And we welcome in the voice of the Cleveland Browns, Jim Donovan. Jim, does it feel like this could finally be it, where last year they started to come out of it? They looked really, really good at the end. Does this year finally feel like it could be it, that no longer do you have to make jokes in the third quarter to get things going, that you could be calling some really great football?
Yeah, it really does, Ken. I mean, it really does. And it's been falling into place very, very quickly once the ball started to roll last year. But you go into the offseason this year, and, you know, I really think that at the end of the year last year, I think the Browns were kind of a warm, fuzzy story for everybody in the NFL to say, all right, look at that. That's great. They won 7 games. That's cool. After everything that they've been through. But I think there is much more of a harder edge to it right now, and a reality that, boy, they are ready to roll. They are loaded up offensively. Like, I don't think I've ever seen them in my time here in Cleveland to put that kind of talent and firepower on the field from a lot of different positions. And so, yeah, I mean, it just looks like, hey, let's go. They're all in on ready to, ready to win right now. And I think it got going in that Jets game last year when Baker Mayfield took over, and his quick progress to become a starting quarterback and a winning quarterback, I mean, gave them the green light to, you know, there's no reason to take baby steps with this anymore. Let's just go get it.
Jim, it's weird because you're in such a different role than a guy like me. I'm basically a clown here for people's amusement, and we make jokes about that all the time. You have been you're a serious journalist, obviously. You're a sports director. You do the news, and you're a play-by-play announcer of an NFL football team here. So when I hear Odell Beckham Jr. rumors, it's let's talk about it on the air. Let's have a conversation. For you, there needs to be something backed up before you go with something like this. So when you first heard this, what was your first thought about some of the conversations that were happening last week, a couple of months ago, about all this stuff with OBJ?
Well, I thought at first, that the asking price, when everybody was talking about two first rounders, I thought that that was just out of the realm of being a possibility for them, because I just thought that was too expensive, you know, for a lot of teams in the NFL and probably this team. Then, you know, yesterday afternoon, Ken, when you take a step back and you watched what they had done, and knowing that this draft was loaded with young defensive linemen, I mean, if it's rich in anything, it's rich in defensive talent, and probably, you know, along the front wall of the defensive positions, it's got a lot of good players that can come in and play. So when they, for instance, you know, when you then assessed what the Browns needed, and you say, well, they'd like to get more pass rush. Well, they did last Friday. They got more pass rush when they made the trade with the Giants and got Olivier Vernon. Well, you know, they need some help up front, but they'll probably get it in the draft. But when they went and signed Sheldon Richardson, or, you know, got the agreement in place to sign him, then all of a sudden you took a step back, I thought, in the middle of the afternoon yesterday and said, well, wait a minute, maybe they are willing to go into the draft and at least give up this first-round draft choice, the number 17 pick, for this year. So the pieces started to fall together a little bit, and then there was more dialogue coming out of New York that the Giants were really listening to offers. And it wasn't hard then to identify who they were, you know, listening to. And so, you know, it just all started to kind of piece together. But I think there was a little bit of a trail from what they had done last Friday and what they did earlier yesterday.
Jim Donovan, voice of the Browns, joining us on the hotline. This is the most talented Browns team since?
Oh, I think probably since Bernie Kosar. I think when they brought Lindy and Favi in here after the 85 season, when Mack and Biner each rushed for 1,000 yards, but when they decided that they were going to throw the football the next year, and they brought Lindy and Favi in as their offensive coordinator, you know, and then started to really let Bernie throw the football around the field. I think since then, that 86 season when they win 12-4 and were the top seed in the AFC. But I don't think – I mean, that team did it differently than the firepower that, at least on paper, this team has right now.
All right, we just had Damian Woody join us on the hotline, and he said, look, this is great. This is unbelievable. Brown should win the division, one of the favorites to go to the Super Bowl. He said, the only thing that could go wrong is there's only one ball to go around. How do you think Freddie Kitchens is going to deal with that challenge?
Well, I think that he's pretty good in doing with that, and I think the quarterback is really good in doing that. I think that he gets the ball to the right guy, and I think Freddie Kitchens last year, I mean, look at what he did. I mean, they had all kinds of things that they did, and they weren't as talented, you know, across the board offensively. I mean, you had Landry throwing passes. You know, they lined up in a form of a wishbone and, you know, used all of the running backs at certain points in time. I mean, you know, I don't think that's going to be a really big problem. I think, really, Anthony, when I take a look at the Baltimore game, the last game of the regular season, there were two things I thought that really hit you, kind of punched you in the nose as to why they didn't win that game. And it was commendable the way they played. There's no doubt about it. And Mayfield really tried to bring them back. Number one was they got really creased in the running game up the middle of their defense. And I think that they realized at that point they had to solve that. You know, Trevon Coley, those kind of players just weren't getting it done. They had to get better up front, and they did yesterday. Then the other thing was on that last drive when Mayfield's bringing them down the field, he needed somebody else to throw to in that kind of a game with that kind of drive and the stakes being that you're going to win the football game, but you need to spread the ball around. Too many times I thought it was just Landry, and you know, you just had to get the ball to him, and he had to make these incredibly tough catches in a very, very narrow window to make the catch. And I think now you know now you're spreading it out. Now you've got so much more talent. So I wouldn't worry about, you know, that there's only one football, because I think Freddie Kitchens distributed the ball a lot to a lot of different people that have a lot, you know, lesser ability than Odell Beckham Jr. And then I think the quarterback really makes it all go. I think that he is such a tactician back there that it will be fine.
Do you think the Antonio Brown deal had anything to do with the expediency of this deal and how quickly it happened?
You know, I don't know about that. I think that the Giants more or less probably had to take a look at themselves and say, we've been just kind of hanging on to this thing, and it's probably out of gas. You know, the Eli Manning era is out of gas, and I think we have to commit to totally rebuilding their football team. Now, at that point, do they say, okay, what are we going to do? Do they trade for a quarterback? Do they draft a young quarterback? It's got to be one of those two scenarios. And while they're doing that, they're probably going to make Saquon Barkley the face of their football team. And then I think when you're into the whole rebuild thing, then you say, well, listen, you know, we're not going to be able to handle Odell Beckham Jr. and satisfy him. And we're going to go in a different direction. And we're going to go really young. And he's probably not going to want to be a part of a major rebuild at this point in his career, which is at the height of his career. So let's cash in on what we hope we can get on that. And let's move on and try and rebuild. It's a tough pill to swallow, especially in that market.
Do you think they talked about OBJ before they made the Olivier Vernon deal on Friday?
Yeah, I think that that's been out there. I really do. I think that there was a lot of conversation that was going on. And I don't think, you know, a deal like this probably, you know, is put together in a blink. I think it probably takes a lot of time. And I'm sure the Giants, you know, as far as shopping him, probably, you know, we're trying to get as much as they possibly could get in a deal for him. And so that's not just one phone call with specifically the Browns. It's probably a lot of phone calls with a lot of different teams who were probably coming up to the plate and giving what their best offer could be. So I think that they probably, when you're shopping a player like that, I don't think it's done in a blink of an eye. I think it's done over time. And I think, yeah, I think that this was probably going on for a pretty significant amount of time.
Do you wonder if we're done with trades this offseason, or is there a possibility where even Emmanuel Ogba could be moved?
Well, he could be moved. There's no doubt about it. You know, there's you know, when you take a look at, even when you take a look at Rashad Perriman last night, I mean, earlier in the day, it looks, you know, on paper, he's got a one-year deal with the Browns, and then they make the trade for Odell Beckham Jr., and they allow him to move on, and he is going to do that. And I'm sure Ogba's looking at the situation the same way, that it might be best for him to get moved somewhere else. I don't think Ogba really enjoyed as much of the inside play that he got last year. I think he wanted to be on the edge all the time. And I think when the Browns were kicking people like Garrett and Ogba inside, I don't think that Emmanuel felt that that played to his strengths. And I don't think he enjoyed doing it. So I don't know if he's going to enjoy his situation here. Yeah, they could definitely, you know, move him. I wouldn't discount that they try and make a, you know, another deal. I mean, this was how he did it last year on that one day when John Dorsey made those three trades. Sure, I think that, you know, he seems to like to do that. He, you know, he likes to make trades.
Jim, after 0-16, it seemed like this team had infinite amount of holes that they had to fill.
Right.
We needed playmakers at every position. Not the case now. How many holes do you think the Browns have left?
Well, it looks like, Anthony, that they're in the market for, you know, some help maybe at cornerback, because they've been taking a look at cornerbacks, and maybe it's true that you need as many as you can get there. So it seems as though they're in the marketplace looking for that. I think they definitely now have probably moved the position of safety up to the top of the shopping list with Peppers going, and, you know, they're probably, you know, definitely going to need some help there. A lot of people think they need a linebacker, and I wouldn't disagree with that. And I wonder about the kicker situation, because if you're going to upgrade the way that they have upgraded over the last 3 or 4 days now, I still think you're going to be in really big games next year that no matter how much firepower you have offensively, they're going to come down to the wire and you're going to need to make kicks. And I think that they, you know, had that feeling in their gut anyway, walking away from the season last year, that we're probably going to have to either hope that Greg Joseph gets a lot better and matures from what he went through last year as an NFL kicker, or we're going to have to get a better kicker. And you have to take a look at that position too, because that would be very, very important when you're in big games.
Jim Donovan, voice of the Browns. I love asking you about perspective. You gave a great answer on the last time the Browns had this much talent. And so I think it'll be very interesting to hear what you say here. We have a lot of young fans who have only experienced bad football, losing right. football, apathetic fans, place half empty by week 10. Other teams, fans
got
take,
it.
Taking
got
over.
It. Yeah.
What is it going to be like now?
Well, it's going to be it's going to be a revolution. It really will. It will be a happy revolution, and it will be there will be times when the week is going to fly by, and you cannot wait for Sunday to come. And it's you're going to be so in tune to what they're doing every day and in preparation for that particular game coming up on a Sunday. And it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing on game day, getting ready for big, big football games because you're going to be in the hunt. And they still have to be won. You can't win them by just making moves. These moves have to work out. But I think that you know they're going to be a charismatic team. And I think they're going to catch fire, certainly around here and all around the NFL. And I think they're going to be an amazing story. But, the season is just going to be so much fun. And every week, it's going to just fly by as you wait for Sunday. I can remember when they were really great back in those Kozar years. You never knew what day of the week it was. You just knew it was getting very, very close to Sunday. And that's what it's going to feel like here next year.
Jim, we thank you very much for the time. This is obviously fantastic. We love having you on. We saw your reaction. WKYC put it out there when you were with Dino yesterday. So this is incredible stuff. We hope that you have fun throughout the summer, obviously, and we're looking forward to next season already.
Ken, I really enjoyed coming in at 3 a.m. this morning to cut that little tape that you played there with Odell Beckham Jr. Making those catches. It was a real joy. It was like when I did the We Are the World video.
You're a true professional, Jim.
Take care, guys.
You too. Jim Donovan joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Back is Mayfield looking, throwing. Beckham Jr. caught it. And it's a touchdown! Odell Beckham Jr.
Audio of the Radio Network.
How giddy is he?
This is awesome.
He's had to be the poster boy for so much of that. He's had to put lipstick on a pig much of that. And now he can just actually call the games and just call touchdown passes.
What you get with him is that he's done it for a period of time where he's really in his prime. And where he's done it for a period of time where he has the latitude to tell you what it is. Because we know not with every franchise you're going to be able to tell it what it is. Like if James Dolan on the team, you think he's going to be able to tell it what it is? So he's able to tell it what it is. But he's also not going to make it so horrifically bad that you want to tune out. So there's a lot of things where, yeah, they've been a horrible team at times, and he's made it, him and Doug have made it a lot of fun. A lot of fun, even through the losing. And now to see, hopefully, God, I hope so, see him be able to have really good football to call, this is going to be a treat. This is going to be Jim like we've never been able to hear him before. Him and Doug are hopefully going to have a blast this year. 216-578-0092. Coming up next, Mraz is going to join us, CBS Sports Radio. He's going to eat some crow. It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.